SBS Radio.
Kasama natin ang ilan sa miyembro ng Kingdom Culture Company. They'll be joining the World Hip Hop International 2018 America. Joy Lakian, Bia Navarro, and
Primrose Halai.
Joy, you've been in our program before, but with your singing, and now you ventured into another talent of yours, which is dancing. This is through KCC, Kingdom Culture Company. Before we talk about you going into dancing, can we first know paano nagsimula ang KCC?
KCC started in 2014. So it's pretty much a vision that I had during church, actually. And I was just asking the Lord for, you know, some visions and something, just to put something in my heart for, you know, to do with dance and what I wanted to do. And then, 2014, myself, my co-director Ray, and one of our friends at the time, there were three of us, his name was Aramis, and we started KCC together. As a mega crew, and then that's how we started.
Did you start with during that time?
I think we started around 25 to 30 in the very beginning. Most of our members reside in Blacktown. So we have a lot of our members in Blacktown, and some of them come from like Campbelltown, like Liverpool area too. So we have a lot of like committed people, especially we have a couple coming from the city as well. So very committed team.
Is there any qualification to join KCC?
I think in terms of qualification to join KCC, it's just based off, it sounds cheesy, but just how much passion and heart you have for dance opposed to how much talent you have, because we can work with passion and, you know, the drive and the want to dance over someone that isn't very passionate but has talent. Like, we'd prefer to have people that would just love to dance.
So you're saying that dancing can be taught?
Of course, yeah. Dancing can definitely be taught. It is an art form, it's a sport, it's a skill. Just like any other sport, we can train it, build it up. But as long as you have the heart and drive, it'll work.
And it's open to anyone?
Yes, any age range. We don't have a minimum age range. Open to anyone, all ages, all ethnicities.
So for the past 4 years, you've been training, dancing, and this year, you were able to win the competition Australia-wide. That's why you're going to Arizona, is it?
Of course. Yeah.
How many crews competed for the internationals?
All over
Australia?
Yeah.
There's a lot of crews that competed at Hip Hop International this year, but I think in the mega crew division this year there was only, I think, two. But there is a lot of crews coming from all around Australia, from Brisbane, Perth, Melbourne.
And you like it because you won the first place, isn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely something that obviously when we train, it's something that, you know, it is a goal of ours to go for first. But it's a very surreal moment. It was very, I guess, in a way kind of expected but not expected. I think we were expecting to place first, second or third to go to America, but to come first was such a blessing.
Joy, you just recently joined KCC, isn't it?
Yeah.
Why from singing and then dancing?
I started dancing maybe about 2 years ago. I started in Complex, which is led by Zach To'o. This program, Complex, basically their motto is to build dancers from scratch. So I started from there, and after building my technique and building my skill in dance, I decided to like join crews just to see. So I was previously a part of Delinquents, another established dance crew in Blacktown. But the first time that I wanted to start dancing was I saw KCC perform at Winter Beats on level 4. And after watching them, I was like, yeah. I was like, I want to be in that crew. I was like, yeah. But then I was watching them at regionals, where the New South Wales qualifiers, and the set that they created and they managed to perform was just, it made me cry. Like it made me physically cry watching them do that dance, because they're so passionate about their faith and about God. And but they always what's that word, they always emphasize that they're not forcing you, or they're not leading you to this one religion or one belief. Yeah, they just want you to grow in your faith in whatever you believe in, whether it's yourself or in another being. And yeah, that's basically what their dance was about.
Okay. Primrose, or Prim, how is it dancing with a crew of 30 members as of now? Okay.
It is great. It was scary at first because this is the first crew that I've joined. I joined this year. And yeah, at first I was scared. Like, I didn't know anyone. I was like, oh my goodness, are they even going to like me? Like, it was like, oh my gosh. But like, seeing how they are and how passionate they are, it's really good. And like, it really helps you. Like, they all help you develop, not only as a dancer, but as a person. And yes, it's been a great experience so far.
Bia, you have Joy and yourself as fellows and a few other Filipinos. Why do you think that you've got few members who are Filipinos? Like, why are they so interested to join KCC?
I think it's because they're Filipino. it runs in our blood, I guess, to, you know, in Philippines, it's very entertainment based, you know, a lot of entertainment programs, like what is there, like ASAP and all of that, and there's always Showtime, and there's always dance items on there. So I think not just because they're Filipino, but I think, and not just because of Filipino members, but every other ethnicity that we have, it's just the love of dance that we all share, which is why they, you know, people come to training whenever we do. And yeah, I think it's just the work ethic and, you know, the message behind our crew, like not just a dance crew, but, you know, that we stand for something bigger than all of us. So yeah.
So you're training the whole crew together with Ray, isn't it?
Yes.
But where did your dancing skills started?
Oh my goodness. I've been dancing for almost 8 years now. So back in 2010, I went to a creative arts high school. So I did dance as a subject there, but I started out in mostly contemporary and jazz. And then, I took some casual hip hop classes during those years as well. So I was also taught by one of my very first hip hop teachers outside of school was Jet Valencia. So I was, he was one of my first mentors and trainees. And yeah, I think from there, just learning off him and going to different classes and learning off YouTube and a lot of, just time and effort, just training at home, like got me to where I am now. Yeah.
Joy, from the variety of dance moves and styles, why did you choose hip hop? Why not jazz? Why not cha-cha? Why not the others?
Actually, you sing, mellow music, sweet music, and then when they see you dance, like your swag, it's different.
I think, when I was younger, maybe around year 7, I used to do this school program called Captivate, and that used to be contemporary hip hop, and like, I think that's where I kind of started getting into dance, but it wasn't the type of dance that I was interested in. I'm not too sure why I'm really interested in this style. I think it's based on like creating my own style and learning from different styles to just grow. I don't mind contemporary. I don't mind like jazz and stuff because that's how you create your own style, I guess. Yeah, you get a bit of contemporary in like urban hip hop. You get a bit of the slow stuff in what we do because you get it in the different types of textures. There's times in our sets where we have to be really slow and we have to be flowy. And I think it's, I don't know, it all just comes together in the end.
Primrose, being one of the new members of KCC, how is it working with different dancers with their own style? Because I know you'll be also giving in your own dance move or dance style, isn't it?
Seeing everyone's different style, it kind of pushes me to expand on my own, if that made sense. Like, some people, like, they do crump, and there's others, they're, like, not fully contemporary, but like Joy said, it's all flowy. And me personally, like, I'm not sure what I'm into. But seeing everyone, like, how they dance, it kind of, like, kind of what Joy was saying, like everything put together, and it helps you, as I said before, develop and like helps you grow, and like you're not restricted to one type of style. So like you can dance like this, or if you're danced to like if you're asked to do crump, like you kind of have the foundation and the basics, or like if you're asked to do contemporary, like, you know, you can see and you can visually learn, because that's how I learned. I'm a visual learner, so yeah.
Let's talk about World Hip Hop International, representing Australia together with two other dance crew, isn't it? Three groups from Australia. KCC together with two mega crews are going to Arizona to represent Australia. But what makes KCC different? And how do you think you'll be able to win it for Australia?
That's a hard question. I think just basing off not just this past year, but ever since KCC first started, what we've always found different from us compared to every other crew or every other place you can dance in, I think it's just the vibe that we bring to any location we're at. So whether it be Civic or a dance studio or anywhere we go, I think it's just the vibe that we bring as well, and the chemistry that we have with each team member. And we like to call ourselves family, because that's just how we treat each other, like family. Not just, you know, it's not just a place where you can go and where you go and dance and then you just go home and you don't really have anything to do with anyone else. Like, it's
like a routine. Routine.
Yeah, like, you know, ever since the beginning, it's never been like that. So yeah, it's always just been like family vibes. And I think just the unconditional love that you have for each other, it really shows, and in, as you know, as you interact as people and as you dance, like it really shows on stage, like through chemistry and everything. And I think, yeah, it's just that love and peace that we all try and bring to the team and for each other is what makes us different to every other team.
Joy, being with KCC now as one of the dance crew, what have you learned in terms of your talent and being in a group?
In terms of a passion and in terms of being within a group, I think with this crew, like what Bia said, what's different is like the sense of community. What I've learned is that I don't have to shy away from my faith while doing something that I love, because I know there's a lot of people sometimes they feel strict on doing certain things that they don't want to do, and they feel like they need to shy away from something they're so passionate about just because of set expectations by other people. But I think with this crew, they're really like passionate and they're really faithful, and it's good because they have the same faith that I have for my God. And sharing that with them and doing something that I love is something that you can't really find in another crew, and I think that's something special.
August 5 to 11, is it? August 5 to 11, Phoenix and Arizona. I know KCC as a group is strong enough, but you still need, or there are people behind you. What do you want to say to them?
Oh, I like this one. Yeah, I think just a really big thank you in that we're so blessed and so grateful to have, you know, a massive support system and people that are so passionate about supporting us with what we do. So that's including the parents, you know, all the parents from the team, even other crews out there that, you know, at times like our we're rivals, but you know, they still show us so much love and support, which is so special, and it's just amazing to have that kind of support. You know, whether you're in competition mode or battling with other people, like, there's still that sense of compassion there, which is, yeah, I guess what the world needs. But yeah, just a lot of thanks to everyone that's just helped us get us to where we are now. So yeah, and thank you to all the people that have just like sponsored us and helped us with, especially with funds, especially because most of the team are like really young, so it's hard for us to, I guess, always have like the funds to get what we need to. But just for the people that are willing to just donate and support us in that area as well, and just even by prayer, like, it's an amazing thing to have. And yeah, just feeling so loved and so blessed, like, with this team and the support system behind us. So
thank you very much, and we wish you all the best and hope you bring the trophy back home.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.